in IFS, these different parts are categorized as either protectors or exiles. So exiles are the wounded parts, right? These are the parts of us that carry the most pain or shame or fear or feelings of worthlessness. They're often younger. They're vulnerable parts that got exiled or pushed away from awareness because those emotions felt too overwhelming or because the other parts decided it wasn't safe to let them show up in daily life. Some common exiles are the invisible child who was neglected, or the rejected teenager who was bullied. Okay, and then there are protectors who are just trying to keep us safe. And there are two types of protectors. There's managers and firefighters. Now, managers are the planners and the controllers who are trying to prevent pain. They are proactive. They can look like perfectionism, humor, worry. They can look like planning or controlling behaviors. They can show up as like overachieving, people-pleasing, or avoiding risks or rejection. They're usually very tired and stressed out because they're working all the time. Some of them never sleep. Okay, firefighters are there for crises. They are reactive. Their role is to rush in when the exiles get triggered and to extinguish that overwhelming pain. These can look like rage, self-harm, dissociation, substance use. They might show up as angrily defending yourself against criticism, or numbing yourself with alcohol to avoid disappointment. So managers and firefighters are usually fighting, right? This one wants you to be more self-controlled, and this one wants you to not feel so much. Now, why won't they back down? Why won't they stop fighting with each other? It's because they love you. They love you too much to do that. They're convinced that they are helping you, and that's why they won't give up. It's not because they're stubborn or mean or bad. So the important thing to remember is there are no bad parts. Every part has a good intention behind what it's doing.